It's Thursday, the 9th of January. It's a wee bit brighter this morning, not much, but a wee bit. But it's very calm, but also cold. And in fact, there is a har down. Quite a deep har, not like peasoot fog. One of those mornings where you can hear way in the distance. And the starlings again, way up there to the left. 60 foot in the air, in the big little Andy. But there's more, much more bird activity this morning. They're not down at the feeders yet, but Crow nods in agreement. But I can see the shadows flitting about. Boardroom talks at Starling office this morning. Feeling really good this morning again, although murderous pains in my stomach yesterday afternoon, late afternoon, and again this morning as a whisper, because the wee dunnock is right above my head. I'm sure it can see me, but it's wanting down to the feeder on that tree. Yeah, that's exactly where it's going. I hate scaring them, you know. But anyway, yeah, and this morning, murderous pains in my stomach. It's all gone now. I don't know whether it was the tea that settled it. Doesn't matter. But I slept well enough, though. I have to admit, I was up during the night, but then again, I have to admit, I did have a light cup of tea, which I knew, so mea culpa. I've got a great motivation at the moment to get on with things, and even discussing it yesterday and last night with Mary about how 2014 so far for us has been extremely positive, and I'm just full of motivation to get on with the massive list of projects. We're not going to call them tasks, we're going to call them projects, and I'm just so keen to get on with them now. I have got this motivation to score out each individual task. No, it's not a task, it's a project. Ach, well, no matter. It's only a task if you don't like doing it, and so it's not a task for me. I'm actually enjoying it. I've made a big start to a few things in it. Well, there's no point going on about what they are. It's more about how I feel about doing them, and absolutely just feel, I just sort of this urge to get on with things, and I didn't have that in 2013 whatsoever. Clearing out. We've got a van coming this morning. Charity organisation, St Patrick's Project, it's called, from St Patrick's Upmanshots. And they have a warehouse where they sell things that people donate, no matter whether it's a pencil sharpener or a bed and everything in between. And so we've had cleared out a lot of stuff, and good stuff, not junk. We wouldn't give them junk. And some things from Mary's family. So it's all my garage, and they're coming this morning to take it away, and that's the garage clear. But it's not about the practical things. It's in the clearing out. It's not just about clearing out practical things or clearing the garden out or whatever. It's about clearing out everywhere, including, I don't know if the mind's the right word, but I want to clear out all the rubbish in my head. I want to clear out all the bad things in me. All the, at times, aggressive feelings to things that happen in life and that wind me up. And I want to clear all that rubbish out as well. I want it not just be positive in what I do physically, but what I do within myself. And those magpies are just going to annoy me. I think they are, their call is our equivalent of a kookaburra over their nose. It is one of those mornings, though, with that heart being down. I always say that those are crow mornings. Crows seem to love mornings like this, and the crow even louder and longer. And maybe the magpies are just feeling a wee bit left out. You think it's spring. You'd think it was spring next week. And it's wrong, it's wrong. Oh, these wee birdies. Unless it never comes. Yeah, they're down at the feeders now. That's a big difference already. Must get Niger seed though. That's run out. So I won't get the goldfinches. The noise you hear, by the way, is a female blackbird. I'm not sure it's ours. It's not light enough to make out yet. But it's trying to land on one of the feeders, and it's failing. So it's landing on an adjacent feeder, which is a Niger one, which is empty, and it's not good to blackbirds anyway. Yes, it was. Yeah, it's definitely our female, because she's just hunting an intruding male away. It's a game of tig, isn't it? And she will never be hit. Semper vigilo. There's a smell in it. What's me? No. I was just about to say there's a lovely smell in the air this morning, and I was trying to figure out where it's coming from. Actually, I don't normally put aftershave on early in the morning at all after I've shaved. Just shaving, bam, cool the skin down. But this morning, I was trying out a new aftershave someone gave me for Christmas. So that's where the smell's coming from. I am smelling nice this morning, aren't I? Vanity. Trouble is, no one else can smell it. So, like a call in the wind of the wilderness. Right. I'm going and let the bee parties get feeding. It's great to see them back. Can't wait to the dawn chorus.